This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America, including down in the Caribbean, as well as around the world at the speed of the Internet. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospitals, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for the job you do keeping America free and safe. And let's not forget, again, about the snowplow drivers and the sander drivers that are working hard out there in certain parts of the country tonight to keep the roads open. And to all those people on the third watch working tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, too, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers. Thanks for what you do, keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website for more information. Joining us right now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we've got to dive right into this Pensacola naval base shooting. We now know who some of the victims were. Three of them were from our area in Florida, and two of them, one was from the St. Petersburg area, a 19-year-old seaman, and the other one was from Florida. He was a recent graduate of the Naval Academy, so this would have been his first assignment there at the Pensacola Navy Yard, and he's being heralded as a hero because he was warning people to get out of the way as he wound up getting shot himself.
Yes, exactly right, Captain. And, of course, the word hero absolutely applies. Absolutely.
Yes. And the other thing is, we've since found out, now we know there was one Saudi second lieutenant, Air Force second lieutenant involved, and I first thought that he was a pilot. Well, come to find out, he's not. And neither are any of the 10 individuals who have now been detained for questioning pilots. They are all members of a ground support unit that was there to learn how to do whatever they needed to do for the aircraft that they're flying over there. And as a result, six of them were involved, it looks like, in a video-watching session the night before of mass murderers being done here in the United States of America. Plus, on top of that, three of them were witnessed with their cell cameras, their cell phone cameras, taking video following this guy around as he was shooting.
That's right, Captain. What we understand is that the U.S. Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, has been talking about this. They do find that one or two, according to the reports, of the shooter's friends did in fact seem to be recording what happened. But what they're saying is that they don't know if the recording began before or after the attacks, actually began. So they're trying to completely discern that. However, it does seem very strange. If somebody's shooting people, you don't pull out your cell phone. You might want to, especially if you know the person, you might be yelling at them to stop or this kind of thing. That's just my
Or you might be calling 911.
Or you might be calling 911 or anything but trying to record this on a cell phone for posterity.
And the other thing is this Saudi second lieutenant had to be aware of the fact that he was on a base where there was no weapons allowed.
That's right. And when it comes to the weapon, what we understand is that he did purchase a Glock 9mm pistol.
Legally.
Legally. That's what we understand as well. And also, Captain, it seems that the shooter did watch those mass shooting videos at a dinner party, but also traveled to New York City over Thanksgiving with a few of his friends. They don't know exactly why they went to New York City. They know that they did go to some museums, including also they went to Rockefeller Center as well. But again, they're still trying to sort of piece all this together. And but what I'm concerned with too, Captain, is if since they were studying on a U.S. military base, and this person obviously had some kind of proclivity, they're trying to determine that the tweet did in fact come from him. If it did, I think it's an obvious indication of terrorism. But what could he have communicated to others, perhaps people he was trying to impress, about what he was learning on that military base? All these things are part of this investigation.
And that's true. And then yesterday, our Governor Ron DeSantis took to the airwaves and said that there needs to be more vetting involved in this. And I thoroughly agree. Because instead of the United States taking the word from a country like Saudi Arabia or any other foreign country that, well, we've done the vetting and these cadets are good to go, or these trainees are good to go, and we're going to send them over to you, and you can do whatever you need to do, but we've checked them out, and then we take their word for it? Where'd that come from?
Well, Governor DeSantis is absolutely correct, and there's going to be others that are going to be saying very, very loudly this very same kind of thing, and they're right to do so. This goes to the very heart of security, especially on any U.S. military base where you have any kind of exchange going on. So this is absolutely going to have to change, and I believe, Captain, there are calls to put these things on hold until we can have a process in place.
You can't even get on a military base without a national records check being done of you, your name, and to see whether or not you're on any terrorist watch list around the world. That is a fact. I know. I've been there, done that. All right, Kyle, hold the fort. And folks, will be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. When we come back, we're going to tell you what Senator Lindsey Graham has to say about the IG report. Get ready.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. And I'll tell you what, if you're struggling with nagging pain, just can't seem to get rid of it, and you've tried a lot of different remedies and it's not working, and maybe you're even on prescription drugs and you're sick and tired of the little spins and dins and all that stuff that comes along with it called side effects, well, how about trying something that might work a whole lot different, and it is all natural. It's called Relief Factor. Now, I have arthritis, so this works on my arthritis pain. But if you have back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, foot pain, ankle pain, muscle aches, and just general pain at all, let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start right away. Because many people, including myself, found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. First of all, you get the $19.95 3-Week Quick Start, and you follow the instructions and take it 3 times a day until you are completely out. Now, 3 times a day means breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And once you do that, you'll probably find out that a couple of weeks or so down the line that it actually works. That being the case, go to the website relieffactor.com/captain to find out more. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And find out what the rest of us that have been on this, millions of people literally now since I first heard about it about three years and nine months ago. But literally millions of people now are taking this non-narcotic, all-natural pain relief medication called Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain, a place to go. Well, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
First of all, I need to point out that President Trump did indicate the time had come to re-examine the training of foreign military students at U.S. facilities after this Saudi student opened fire at the naval base in Pensacola. Now, this might have happened, as I said, because the base was a no weapons. You could not carry a weapon on the base unless, of course, you remember the MPs. And if anybody's been to a base, there's not an MP on every street corner. They're scattered out pretty good. Or that you were that what they call the local Department of Defense Security, usually at the main gate.
Well, that's exactly right. And so all of this in the investigation, how did he, what protocols were there? Did he circumvent any of these? But yet I think one of the major points that people are going to be very worried about, Captain, is that this person evidently, you know, had credentials, but at the same time was there at the base for a time, was able to purchase a gun and then do what he did. And so again, this is a major question of how.
Yeah, and what he did was legal, even though he was not a resident of the United States.
Well, exactly. Yeah, how did he get a hold of that, and so forth? But as they backtrack and they find out what kind of connections perhaps did he have that obviously did not go through the vetting process for whatever reason on the Saudi Arabia side, and that may help to unearth others that might have also come through the system.
Now, Senator Lindsey Graham has said that the Horowitz report, the IG report, which comes out sometime tomorrow, will be damning and will reveal a pattern of how evidence was manipulated to get a FISA warrant. He goes on to say that we will see indictments because I'm looking to make sure this never happens again. The only way to prevent it from happening again is people have to pay the price this time so there will be no next time.
Well, that's right. Obviously, examples have to be made because, you know, what have we been hearing from the Democrats ever since the 2016 election and the Russia hoax and all that stuff? It was all based on the phraseology of attacking our democracy, quote unquote. Well, this is a out and out attack on our democracy or our republic, as it were, because you have people literally making things up in order to attack political opponents and achieve a political objective that circumvents the voters, basically. And so this, we're going to find out how about lying to the FISA court. And if that's not an actionable offense and something that people can go away where they have to airmail in light, I don't know what is.
Well, the senator said that he's not yet seen a copy of the report, which is to be released on Monday, but he did say that he expects we will see that they ignored strong signals that Christopher Steele, the author of the dossier, was biased against President Donald Trump and that they withheld information from the court about how the dossier was created, which means that the FBI, the DOJ at the time, and whoever else helped to put this report together, schnookered the FISA court judges. And I don't think they're going to like that.
No, they're not at all. And obviously, you know, it looks like it was manipulated again to achieve a particular end, and that is to be able to start spying on the Trump campaign. And even so, again, Captain, they Christopher Steele, it should have been obvious that he was biased against President Trump. But again, they started spying on the Trump campaign, and they never told the Trump campaign that there was a possible foreign, some kind of foreign interference. But of course, and we've heard this story many times now, when there was someone suspected inside of Senator Dianne Feinstein's office, they ran over and told Senator Dianne Feinstein immediately.
Right. Now, I believe we're going to be talking a little bit, because this is going to run over into the next segment, I'm sure. But the legal rights here that have been violated in all of this by Congressman Adam Schiff, his reckless secret subpoena of phone records, where he came out yesterday and he said, well, I didn't have any secret investigation going on of Congressman Devin Nunes. I didn't. And just think about that statement for a second, Kyle. If they were secret, he could say anything he wanted because we're not going to know until they release the documents, and it's going to take a court order to do that, is it not?
Well, right. And this, Captain, to me is shades of the whistleblower thing.
But he did it there and lied and got caught.
That's right. But that's because President Trump did something they thought he wouldn't do for a very long time, and that would be release the transcript. Once we had the transcript in hand, we could see that the whistleblower was, you know, full of, can I use the Joe Biden word, malarkey, basically?
Yeah.
That this was
the no malarkey bus.
The no malarkey bus thing, but we could tell, and then it was harder for them to perpetuate evaluate the falsehood, and that's putting it nicely, of what the whistleblower was saying. In this case, Adam Schiff can, again, make these wild claims. And I think, Captain, to people like Adam Schiff, it doesn't matter that later on it's contradicted by the evidence, because he gets the narrative out there, he gets that story going, and maybe enough people believe it in order for him to achieve his objective. That's what they're doing.
Well, I'm sure the people on the other side already do believe it, but the fact of the matter is he's lying again through his teeth, and all you got to do is watch his lips move.
Right. Well, right, exactly. And he seems to be very, very content of going out and doing these kinds of things. But again, this is, if you're basing things on what you know to be untrue or knowingly obtained, perhaps through means that weren't exactly on the up and up, then that's a whole different level of where we are in the Trump derangement syndrome, and throw everything out the window just to get Trump.
Now, a CNN reporter, there's a video of this on CNN where he confronted Jerry Nadler over impeachment and exposed his partisan hypocrisy going back to the Bill Clinton days when he said one thing and now he's saying something totally different. Very interesting to see that. But in the meantime, when you can do that, you can also find out other things about people like, say, oh, gosh, Joe Biden.
Right, right, exactly.
And there's a video that shows that Joe Biden once praised a neo-Confederate group with KKK ties as many fine people.
Can you believe that? Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. But again, you know, it's, Joe Biden hasn't been targeted for, you know, for political, attacks, basically. This is, you know, it's a whole different story when it comes to Joe Biden and his ilk. Yeah.
And then you got this, this jackass Al Green out of Texas. He says the Democrats need to impeach President Trump so they can deal with slavery.
Wow, that's an interesting connection there. I hope that America has been dealing with slavery ever since the Civil War and Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves. And, of course, America has gone through the Civil Rights Act. And I think, generally speaking, Americans want to be able to move in the right moral direction.
Right. And then finally, this one, liberal attorney Alan Dershowitz, who happens to be a Democrat, said that the Democrats' impeachment case does not meet any credible legal standard and will be found to be unconstitutional if they indeed do pass impeachment.
Well, right. Well, you see, I think people understand across the highways and byways that the Democrats are going to vote this.
They're violating their own rules.
Well, sure, exactly. But because it's a political thing. It's not a serious legal consideration. Jonathan Turley was able to, I think, really sort of point that out, and they're doing it for political purposes.
And there's one other little minor thing as we go to break right now, and that is the fact that Devin Nunes says that the phone records that Adam Schiff released don't even match the number that he has. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Judiciary Committee will continue its impeachment inquiry into President Trump on Monday. Republican Matt Gaetz, who is on the committee, tells ABC's This Week that the move to impeach is partisan.
This impeachment is exclusively supported by Democrats in Congress. It's not just that Democrats can't persuade people like me who support the president. They can't even persuade Republicans like Will Hurd, who are critics of the president, to support this impeachment.
On CBS's Face the Nation, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff says the president continues to seek foreign help in the election.
Out on the White House lawn, still saying he wants Ukraine to help him in the next election with these sham investigations, inviting other countries like China to do the same thing. Rudy Giuliani, even this week, is in Ukraine furthering this plot. And so this is an ongoing, clear, and present danger to the integrity of our elections and our own national security.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. Couple little facts here, I'm packing a Colt King Cobra, that's a .357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Bearcat that 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet. I can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane, so just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Now, folks, this is a non-smoking flight for the next 2 hours and 17 minutes, but for those of you that need a cigarette, there's really this evening. We have two entertainment lounges for you. One's out there on that left wing, the other one right across the hallway on the right wing.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And welcome back, everybody. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at GEICO Insurance. GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and it's the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. And when you go to geico.com, you can find out where your local office is, how to get a hold of them, or you can get a quote or answer any questions directly online off the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, they offer coverage for everything from your car, your truck you're driving, to your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and it can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your Geico insurance agent. So go to the website, Geico.com, to find out anything you need to know about what you want to have insured by them. And I'm sure you'll be a much more happy camper for doing that. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I want to set this next little piece up with Kevin McCarthy. He kind of lets us know what Nancy Pelosi is or is not doing, which is going to set up some other things here for the likes of, oh, gosh, Elizabeth Warren.
That's right.
If she laid out a criteria, the Speaker of the House, telling the American public of March of this year that impeachment was so divisive that it would divide the nation, that the only way we could move down that it had to be compelling, it had to be overwhelming, and it had to be bipartisan. Well, we've had that vote on the floor for an impeachment inquiry. And the only bipartisan vote that turned out there was not to move forward. So the standard that she gave to the nation, that she gave to her own conference, she will not hold her own self to.
Now, in light of that statement, and in light of what Alan Dershowitz said, that the rules of the House have not been followed, and that it is not possible for them to change the rules the way they did it without a full House vote, which they never did, and then stating that anything they do that brings about impeachment of the president through the House would become unconstitutional, doesn't that statement right there mean a little bit more?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, and let's go over to the phone lines real quick, because I think I know who this is. Is this Dan the Man in Lafayette, Indiana?
Yeah, this is it. I just got enough time to make a couple of comments about the situation down at the Pensacola Naval Air Station.
Go ahead.
You tell me how on Memorial Day or around September 11th, you can't go to a civilian airport without National Guard guys carrying M16s. But you go to a naval air station and nobody seems to have a gun, and you have to call the Escambia Sheriff's Department in there to take care of it.
It's because that base had a no-gun policy. The only people that had guns were the MPs, few and far between, I might add, Shore Patrol, and the civilian DOD guards at the front gate. That was it.
Well, I go in and out of that gate a couple times a year. It's pretty easy. They wave at you more than anything. They never catch anything. But still, it would take a while for a deputy sheriff to get on that base and figure out where it's at compared to what we already had there anyway.
They were there in 10 minutes. Happened to be in the area. And by the way, this local, this young man, this Naval Academy graduate, this ensign, young ensign, he directed the first responders to exactly where the shooter was after he was shot himself.
I bet you after this, though, Trump changes that. This goes back to the Obama administration.
That's what he said.
We have Fort Hood as a perfect example of what happens on a base when you have foreign nationals there, and he wasted a lot more than three. So I think you should beef up your shore patrol, your military police, arm them to the teeth, and run it just like any big city police department on that base. And then if you're going to train these guys, you train them at one facility where you know where they're at.
Well, try to get on McDill and see what happens with CENTCOM right there. They're standing right there armed, and you're looking right at them.
Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm. But that's McDill. Yep, that's right. Mm-hmm.
You go in the back gate, nobody even says anything to you. You just drive on in.
Okay.
I just want to say that the Navy should, muscle up their security on these bases too, especially Pearl Harbor, what happened there last week, and Fort Hood a couple of years ago. This was uncalled for.
Okay.
The Navy should have taken care of their own business and then call the deputies in, the Escambia Sheriff's Department. Okay. Well, that's all I have to say.
All right, thanks a lot, Dan. We appreciate it, and he makes perfect sense with that one, Kyle. And, I'm still shaking my head, but I understand that the base in Pensacola was a no-weapon base as far as anybody coming out on or off. It was only the shore police, military police, and or the Department of Defense security guards at the front gate.
Well, right, exactly. But I think there will be a complete review.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to come up with something on this, absolutely.
Now, the reason I played the Kevin McCarthy tape is because right now we're in the middle of a presidential campaign. We got the likes of Jerry Nadler, who's being called on now by Congressman Doug Collins, Republican of Georgia, to postpone Monday's impeachment hearing. And the reason why is because there's no way that they have got the wherewithal, the evidence, and everything that they have to have in a timely manner to be able to do what they need to do to counter what the Democrats are going to do. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi did mention that this might possibly not go to a vote until Tuesday.
Well, right. Yeah, I think there's enormous pressure to try to get a vote going, but at the same time, they have to be able to get a vote going that they know is going to pass, for one thing. It seems, Captain, that what we're hearing from different people, of course, is the quickness with which all of this is going along. And Jonathan Turley himself said, you know, you're trying to set a record for the fastest impeachment ever, kind of a thing. And again, it goes to show that this is a political maneuver. This isn't about a search for truth. And it was interesting, Captain, because Nancy Pelosi said something the other day at her press conference where she said, you know, they really don't want to do this, is the gist of what she was saying, but they're compelled. They're compelled by the Constitution. They have to do this.
And being a Roman Catholic.
And being a Roman Catholic. And
when she said that, I just about spit my coffee out.
Yeah, right. Well, you and a lot of other people, I think. Because
we all know she's no example of a Roman Catholic.
Well, yeah, exactly. But I think that when she said, well, we're compelled to do this, it was just one of those things that rang very hollow, because nobody's compelling them to do this, with the exception of they understand that they're not going to win the election. They can't really field any real candidate at this point, and this is their option.
And what I could compare that to is that'd be like Thomas the Suicide Jockey saying, I'm going to be delivering milk tonight instead of gasoline. All right, now here's the other part of this, and it's Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren was at a town hall, I guess it was Iowa, I'm not sure, it might have been. I'll just say it was Iowa just for a description. And she was asked a question about her ancestry, and she said, I shouldn't have done it. I'm not a person of color. I never should have told people that I was a minority.
Well, that's what she's saying that now, but didn't she get a lot of benefit out of pretending to
be somebody
she wasn't?
Of course.
And I can imagine if she, let's just say she was a Republican, and rightly so, people that try to hoodwink others or pull the wool or get some benefit for something that they're really not, namely a minority or in this case an American, Native American, they would have been run out of town or tarred and feathered.
Now, there's a part B to this. The part B is the fact that we've learned yesterday that she earned $2 million as a financial consultant for who? A Wall Street firm.
Wall Street, I know.
A Wall Street firm.
You know, when I saw this, Captain, again, if she had been a Republican, the headline would be, Elizabeth Warren empowers evil capitalists, you know, this kind of thing. But yet, isn't she railing against Wall Street? And of course, she'll.
That's all I've heard for the last 2 or 3 weeks.
That's right. Well, of course, she'll spin it as basically, well, I've been inside. I know how evil it really is, that kind of thing. But no, she was playing the game, too. And this is a shtick in order to get elected. That's her shtick.
Well, these are her own people that are outing her here, which makes you wonder whether or not they want her out of the race.
Well, and probably for good reason, because she's not electable, and the Democrats understand this. I know that she's been doing well and so forth in the primary process, or at least in the polls, but she's not electable on a national level because of the ridiculous Medicare for All type of proposal, which is undoable. And I'm not saying that to not be ambitious and Americans can do anything. I'm simply saying what she's proposing, and most people and many Democrats agree, is not doable.
All righty. Well, here comes the music. Tell everybody how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And we appreciate him very much being on the program. Coming back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And it's going to be an interesting one tonight, a doozy, especially for those of you traveling up on I-90, I-94, out west, I-70, parts of I-80, parts of I-15. Yep, could be a little fun. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Yeah.
morning. The reason I'm playing Slow Ride by Foghat is because some of you out there in the highways and byways tonight, depending on where you're at, from North Dakota, South Dakota, over into Minnesota, over into Wisconsin, and oh, by the way, over into Michigan, are going to have a real slow ride in some areas up there, because let me tell you what's going on. Now, a storm system will track from the Rockies to the Great Lakes through Monday. The storm will bring heavy snow, gusty winds, and hazardous travel conditions. Some of the snow will be heavy at times, with accumulations approaching 1 foot or more over northern parts of Wisconsin and northern parts of Minnesota. Now, that's also including the I-94 corridor from Fargo over to Bismarck. So you're going to have some interesting times if you're up on I-90, you're going to see it there too. I-80, right now, it looks like as if there's going to be snow flurries, if nothing else, along the western part of Iowa. You've got some high winds right now over in Nebraska, the eastern part of Nebraska, the northwestern corner of Missouri. Could be leading to some snow later in the day. But the other area up north that you need to watch is the Tug Hill Plateau and the lee shore of Lake Ontario, from about Watertown down again to Sandy Creek, Pulaski, because you've got the lake effect snow machine that's kicked into effect tonight, and it is coming down. And the Adirondacks tonight, all the way across over to Lake Placid, you definitely have got some heavy snow in that area tonight, where the lake effect always seems to want to be. Now, let's go out further west, because in Utah, going up I-15, Salt Lake City, all the way up to the Idaho line, you've got snow leading you along through there. Just a general downfall of snow. Going up I-80 towards Wyoming, you're going to have snow to get you to Wyoming. Once you get there, the snow is out in front of you in Wyoming right now, coming up from Colorado and New Mexico, because you've got upwards to 6 to 8 inches of snow that's falling or expected to fall in the western mountainous areas of New Mexico, as well as north, south, east, and west of Albuquerque. And let's not forget that in Colorado, pretty much everything west of I-25 tonight, you got a general snow. Denver, you should be getting some snow during the course of the evening. And on up north to I-25 up towards Laramie, and you might have some snow going over the top of the rock headed over to Cheyenne as well, by the looks of some stuff here. Now, all of that being said, you also can count on some fog tonight out in California. And, yeah, I said fog in the lower basins out there from just about Sacramento south on down Highway 99 all the way down towards Ontario down that way. And you've got some fog tonight up along the I-5 corridor, Medford, Oregon, all the way up towards the Washington State line. You've got some more fog in the area to the southeastern part of Washington State, northeastern part of Oregon. And then coming down to Texas, middle Texas, around Midland, Texas, along I-20 for probably 40, 50 miles, and north-south for about 40, 50 miles in each direction. You've got some high winds down there directing things right now as to what may or may not be coming your way. And in Louisiana tonight, from New Orleans east all the way over to just about Mobile, Alabama, you've got some patchy fog in the works there. And we've got more fog to talk about over on I-95 and I-10 in the Jacksonville, Florida area, from about Fernandina Beach up to Brunswick, it looks like, and that's what you got there. Now, one last little area to talk about, and that would be Maine, because up in southeastern Maine tonight, you have got some high winds and some scattered snow right there along the line with Nova Scotia. So be advised that that's what's going on there. So all in all, the weather tonight isn't all that horribly bad, unless you're up way to the north, which is where the big storm is right now up there. And George assured me that everything would be well taken care of, because they're ready to go up there in Burnsville, Minnesota. So there you go. So I'm sure that that's the right scenario. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J. And let's not forget that your Pilots and Flying J's are pretty much the standard in the trucking industry, have been for years. Pilots years ago were known as a hurry-up, get-in, self-service, fuel stop, get your fuel, grab you a hot dog, grab you a soda, grab you a bag of chips. You're out on the road in 15 minutes and gone. Phew! That's the way that worked. Not anymore. Now, it's a pilot travel center that you're liable to see. And at that pilot travel center, you're going to have some really good stuff going on inside. Could be an Arby's. Could be a Chester's Chicken. Could be a Dairy Queen. Could be a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, even a Wendy's or a full-service Dunkin' Donuts breakfast, lunch, and a light dinner menu, too. Now, remember, the Flying J's, of course, are always going to see, you're always going to see either a Denny's or a Huddle House or a Moe's Southwest Grill at the Flying J, and you might even see something else at the bigger ones to go along with it, like a Taco Bell or a Subway or a Pizza Hut. So it is what it is. Pilot in Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And I'm telling you right now, you can really, really, really find out what it's like to be taken care of properly. Not screwed, blued, and abused like some of these guys are in some of these truck stops when you decide to jack everything up when the weather gets bad. Nope. They'll take care of you at the Pilot and Flying J. And by the way, this time of the night, you can be just like Nelson up there in Jasper. Stop by on your way out of work. Grab you a cup of coffee with your nice complimentary cup. It's free. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. And hello to everybody up there in Valdosta. And by the way, congratulations again to Scott James Madison on his great victory as mayor of Valdosta. He's going to be a good one. He's going to be a good one. And to you guys and girls that helped, that stood up and campaigned for him and held the signs out there and waved the flags and all that sort of stuff, kudos to you guys because you're the ones that made it happen. So we thank you very much for helping our friend. And, yeah, I even got involved in the mix, too, because I knew Scott would be the best mayor that you could have in Valdosta. Now, changing the subject for a minute, and I am going to talk about this when it comes to sports, hour number four with Patrick Hyland in the bottom of the hour, in that hour. There's a petition. More than 283,000 people have signed to remove Michael Vick as the honorary Pro Bowl captain, primarily because of what he did with animal cruelty a few years ago. Many of you might remember that he had fight dogs that he used and abused them to train them to be vicious. And I'll tell you what, it is what it is. So there you go. And if they manage to do that, then they manage to do that. But I don't know. Who knows? Okay, now, coming up, I'm not sure if Miss Rosemary's around or not. I called her earlier, did not get her on the phone, but I'll see if she's available. If she is, so be it. If not, then we'll be back and we'll be talking about some interesting polls that came out over the weekend. And you're going to love these numbers, especially if you're a Donald Trump fan. If you're not, you're not. And some information about Kamala Harris, some information about climate change, some information about NATO and the way people feel about it, some more information about Joe Biden and some of the numbers there, and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, and it's just going to blow your mind. But anyway, we're coming back right after this break on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. A lot more coming your way. And hello, hello down there in the Caribbean. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.